This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The Farm Bill carries a legacy of bipartisanship with both sides of the aisle routinely working together to pass the bill that affects all Americans. However, in recent years, partisan lines have been drawn in the sand, with each side of the aisle unwilling to budge from their positions and lose any funding for the programs that they favor. We will hear more from the president of the Iowa Farmers Union, Aaron Lehman, about the threat to the bipartisan Farm Bill next.
Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
This month, the House Agriculture Committee has been working to move food provisions normally protected in the Farm Bill, such as SNAP benefits, into the reconciliation package. Aaron Lehman, president of the Iowa Farmers Union, says that the move threatens the tradition of bipartisanship in the Farm Bill and farm program funding.
Traditionally, farm bills have had the ordinary practice of bringing all sorts of food and rural interests together to create a good food policy, a food security policy for our entire country. And that has really helped us as farmers because it builds support for farm programs, because at the same time, we're supporting the efforts to expand the food system to reach all the needs of all of our citizens. And that includes nutrition programs and food system programs, rural development programs. So all those things help us as we advocate for farmers who need farm support programs, crop insurance programs, rural development programs, conservation programs especially.
Lehman says that food programs and farm programs should not be divided.
Well, and let me just say, you know, on how important all these pieces are together, right? We know how important as farmers it is for those farm supports, those crop insurance, those conservation, all those things will make a real difference. But in addition to that, we know that Iowa has some real food insecurity issues. In fact, our rural areas are impacted just as much, if not more, than our suburban and urban areas.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.